Poorly Read.
Hello, welcome to this week's episode of Poorly Read.
Yeah, the final episode.
Well, the auto-tune really freaked out there.
Fucking hell, yeah. Sorry about that.
Final episode of season two.
I know. Come to the end of the road. And Edward shot his load all up in her face. And it felt like mace. Right from outer space. Yeah.
Mace from outer space. That's what that's like the branding they put on the containers of Vampire Cum.
Yeah. Are you having a galactic issue? Try Mace from outer space.
Pesky aliens harassing you in dark alleys.
Have you been sucked into a golfing hole and being forced to play a basketball game against cartoon characters? Try Mace from outer space. I got some mist from outer space. It's on sale in your nearest place.
They got Michael Jordan to sing that bit in the advert.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, fucking hell. End of Twilight. Do you know what? I will say the ending wasn't as stupid as I remembered it being.
Yeah.
It was still stupid, but it wasn't... there were stupid elements, but it wasn't as stupid as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it didn't trigger my, like, this is dumb reaction.
Yeah.
It more triggered my, I don't think this is very well-crafted story-wise.
Yeah.
It triggered
that
horrible
I think my only problem
bullshit.
Was the VCR being the thing. I thought there's no way that he would have gone through, watched all those tapes, and... found the right... I think it would have been better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it just seemed like so nonsensical.
Didn't even occur to me.
I think that one of his vampire gifts that made him such an effective hunter should have been that he was a mimic as well, so he could do, like, people's voices and
that
stuff.
That's such a better idea.
Yeah. Ugh. And I don't know... That is the first thing I would think of if I was writing this ending bit. That's what I would think of... how he got her mum's voice on the phone.
Yeah. Because, like, how did he find that? How long did he spend going through their home videos?
Exactly. And he just happened to find something that sounded, like, perfect.
Because, like, he might be able to move at vampire speed, but, like, a VCR still still yeah. takes, like, 5 seconds to eject a video, and then, like, you got to, like, watch
exactly.
through.
Yeah. So, yeah, that just wasn't well thought out,
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway, should we fucking crack on with chapter 21? Phone call is the name of the chapter. Bella wakes up and she hears Alice and Jasper talking in the early hours of the morning. And they're like,
And she's like, what are you two talking about?
She's like, my diaphragm has gotten lost and I need him to find it. I've given him a pair of pliers, a doctor's reflective torch thing to put on his head.
And we've hooked up these stirrups to the end of the bed.
Yeah. We had to use your bed because the sofas in the living room just weren't appropriate, so I hope you don't mind us doing this while you're here.
Yeah, she woke up and Alice was, like, lying next to her.
Yeah, look at her. And then Jasper pulls his head out and he's like, I got it! She's like, no, that's a fetus. And he's like, oh, sorry.
Let me just put that back.
Yeah. Oh, and Alice is like, yeah... That's what happens when you sit on a My Baby All Gone. That is like, ew.
I make it all gone.
Yeah. My baby all gone. I make him all gone. gleep, gleep. Anyway, but Alice is sketching a new room.
Yes, it's her mom's bedroom.
Yeah. And she's like, obviously what I've been seeing in my visions. And Bella's like, oh my God. I don't think she says what it is, right? But she recognizes it.
Yeah, she does. She's like, the sex swing goes over there.
That's where my mom's baby organ goes.
It's also the room where Phil keeps all his baseball bats. Don't ask why.
Oh, God. But yeah, Alice is like, so Edward and Emmett are going to come in to hide you, Bella. And me and Jasper are going to go and...
Yeah, you're going to be there, baby Orgon.
Yeah. Make sure you eat your cherries. And, and Alice is like, her and Jasper are going to go and protect her mother. And then Bella's like having a bit of a freak out because she's like, oh God, this is all my fault. You can't keep on protecting everyone I love forever. It won't stop until he's stopped. She doesn't know what to do, so she just starts running back and forth from the bedroom to the living room.
Yeah, pulling chunks of her hair out.
Yeah.
Taking off various items of clothing for no apparent reason, but it seems to come for her.
Yeah, and then she goes, finds two pairs of scissors and runs with them.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm a donkey on the edge! So Bella's mother calls her, and she's like, oh, Mama, I didn't know I'd hear from you. I don't want to see you die. So tonight, I'll hide you in my closet. And he's like, it's not your mother. And she's like, who is it? And he's like, it's James. And she's like, James who? Vampire James.
Yeah, my last name is Vampire.
Yeah, James Vampire, Vampire James. You can use it both ways. One of them is my stage name, guess which? She's like, but yeah, he calls and it's her mum's voice at first, but then... it's not her mother. It's James. And he's like, I got your mama.
I got your mama.
Yeah. That sounds like a great like start to a chorus, didn't it? I got your mama. I got your mama. She's sitting right here. Don't you wanna see me fuck her in the ear? Don't you wanna? but yeah, she's like, James, like, go into the other room. And then she's like, Evan is like, and say this and say this so that no one can tell that anything's wrong.
Yes, say no, Mom. Stay where you are.
She's like, and no, I thought to myself, surely vampire hearing can hear him talking on the other end. Because you know when someone calls you on their cell phone, if someone's in close proximity to you, they can hear what the person on the phone is saying.
Well, you can at least hear a voice happening in the phone. And if you have vampire hearing...
So I was like, this doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Yeah. But,
yeah. Anyway, oversight. So she goes into the other room and then James is like, if you want to see your mother alive, then come to your home. There'll be instructions or a phone number on the wall. When you see that phone number, give it a call. I didn't mean to rhyme just then. But that's where they call me Rhyme Master Glenn.
I thought they called you Vampire James or James Vampire.
Yeah, Vampire James, Rhyme Master Glenn. That's my rap duo name, such as just me.
Yeah, I play both roles.
Yeah.
The costume changes are a nightmare.
Anyway, so she's like, okay. And Vinny says, now say I love you, Mom. She's like, I love you, Mom. He says, now say that you want to give me a big kiss when you see me. I want to give you a big kiss when I see you. And now say that everything I've ever done has been for your best interest. Everything you've ever done has been for my best interest, Mama. And she's like, now I want you to say, I want to kiss you right in the punani. And she's like, I'm not saying that. And he's like, do you want your mama to live? She's like, I'm not saying that. And he's like, fine, you win this time, Bella. But yeah, she gets off the phone and she has to find a way to get away from Alice and Jasper.
Yeah, from AJ.
That's one of the Backstreet Boys.
Is it?
Yeah, AJ McLean.
McLean?
Yeah. I don't know what his actual like first name is. I assume AJ is like a...
I assume it's Alice and Jasper.
Alice and Jasper McLean. Oh, no. I was going to try and make a Mr. Sheen joke then, but their last name was all like... the last was already the like end of the... joke, if that makes sense.
So they couldn't also be Mr. Sheen.
Yeah.
Because they're already Mr. McLean.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see the wall you ran into.
Yeah. Because what else can you rhyme clean with?
Nothing.
Yeah.
There is not another word.
I guess.
Nope, there isn't another word.
So yeah, she's like, I'm getting confused. She feels help. Yeah, so she feels helpless.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't know what to do. And then she's like, I know, I'm going to escape when we go to the airport.
Yes, I know where all the entrances and exits are in that airport. I guess maybe she's been there a lot.
Yeah, maybe she went on holiday a lot as a kid.
Yeah.
But they're going to the airport because Edward's going to come and pick her up and take her to somewhere else. I can't remember where.
Yeah, somewhere else. I'm sure they were more specific about it than that, but we can just settle on somewhere else.
Yeah. Somewhere, elsewhere, they'll find a new way of living.
Somewhere elsewhere, he's going to take her to Vatican City and meet the Pope to try on his hat. Actually, that's probably really close to the Volturi.
I was just thinking that. I was like, no, that's book two.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe that's why I thought of it.
But yeah, and then Alice and so on, and then after he comes and gets her, Alice and Jasper are going to go to her mama's house.
Her mama's house.
So she goes into the living room and she tells Alice a lie about her mum.
Yes, and she writes a letter that she tells Alice is to her mum, but is actually to Edward.
Yeah.
Dictating like,
Edward,
all the stuff.
It's not your fault. You couldn't have done anything. I had to do this to save my mama. I want you to not go after James because I want you to live a beautiful and happy life. But whatever you do, don't fuck Rosalie. I hate that bitch. I hate her so much I want you to show her this letter and read this aloud. Even though she's reading it herself, just for extra emphasis. Rosalie, I fucking hate you, and I think your vag smells like dirty old fish. Oh, my love, Bella. And then we fucking slippity slop slide into chapter 22, hide and seek. So yeah, Alice has a vision in the living room. Vision in the living room. And she freaks out a bit. And she starts banging her head against the table.
But I'm like, Alice, what's wrong? She's like, I had a vision in the living room.
Vision in the living room alarmed me. I saw you dying and you're 70.
Nice, good. Gift and do a song.
Can you imagine for like parties or something? That was like an emergency, just like jazz things up.
Like the conversation just dies. I've just got a little signal. I just look over at you and you just stuck on. Quick, gift and play us out.
The party's gone dry and it ain't been long, so I'm gonna do a little song as gift and. Here to entertain you. And then you throw me like a walking cane. I like rip off my trainers and I've got tap shoes on.
And I just sit down at a piano, like side stage.
Yeah. Da 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 da. Oh my god.
Oh god.
Yeah, Bella's like, what did you see? And she's like, I didn't see nothing. I don't know nothing.
I didn't see nothing. I don't know nothing.
But she's like, yeah, I just saw the same ballet studio. But she gives like Jasper a look, and Bella's like, I bet you saw more than that, you bitch. She's like, oh, sorry, did I say that out loud? So she retreats to her room to pack.
Yes, give Alice and Jasper some time to discuss the fact that they probably just saw her dying in a ballet studio.
Yeah.
It's murder in the ballet studio.
You sounded like what's his name from Little Britain then.
Which one?
Murder in the ballet studio. Do, do, do,
do. Oh yeah, they write the theme tune. Sing the theme tune there.
So when they're in the car driving to the airport, she's like, Alice, how do your visions work? And Alice is like, when I see people, I can only see their future once they've made a decision. And that's why it can change if they take a new path.
Mm.
So they get to the airport, and then they're sitting at the airport. And Bella's like, why are we at the airport? And Alice is like, because I love the airport.
We're meeting Edward at the airport.
Do you know what an airport is, Bella? She's like, it's a port of airs. Yeah. This is where all the princes from overseas come to meet their future brides. She's like, oh, I get it now.
That's why Edward's coming here to meet me.
Yeah, Edward's a prince. That means I'm a princess. She's like, sure. Edward's a vampire prince of Transylvania.
Yeah, that's why he laughs like, oh, oh, oh.
That's why he loves counting. And then, so they're sitting in the airport and she's like, I need to find a way to get away. And that's like, do you need to go to the bathroom? But I was like, not yet. But then she stands up and she's like, I'm hungry.
Yeah, I'm fucking hungry. Bring me food.
And it's like, I'll go with you to the food court. Food court.
Yeah.
Food court. Greening on that wood. So I'm just like singing Beyonce then. And she doesn't have a song called Food Court. It just sounds like something she does say. It doesn't sound anything like something she says. Anyway.
You just wanted to sing Beyonce, didn't you?
Yeah, always.
I know what you're up to.
So Alice is like, yeah, I'll come with you. And then Bella's like, no. I want Jasper to come with me. Then she's like, you know, because I'm feeling a bit, and he's got that power that can make me feel, ah.
Yeah, you know, like doctors used to do to hysterical women.
I'm sure Ed would want mine. It's just a little bit of genital manipulation.
Yeah. And Alice is like, oh, yeah, I know. That's why I was in the asylum. I mean, I don't remember that.
So Jess was like, sure.
Sure thing, Bella.
I'll come with you. I'll manipulate your genitals any way you like.
I'll finger your clitoris.
I'll dexterously remove your IUD.
I brought my stirrups from the hotel room.
Oh god. So they go to the food court and then she sees a bathroom and she's like, I need to go to the bathroom, I need a wee. I'm gonna go inside and then I'll run through. I'm gonna go to my mother's house and I'm gonna make a forbidden phone call. And Jess was like, none of that's gonna happen now that you told me.
Yeah.
She's like, oh shit. No, she's like, I need to go to the bathroom.
He's like, yeah, well, I say, I mean, if you must.
Yeah, but you could just do it here in my mouth.
Blood's not the only human liquid we like to drink, you know.
Yeah, so three liquids you like to drink. Blood, urine, and female ejaculation. Quite hard to get a good mouthful, though. It comes out so unevenly. But don't worry, I'm a qualified doctor of genital manipulation, so I know exactly what to do.
Yeah, that's why I went into the profession.
Yeah. And then he pulls out like a bronze dildo with like various like steampunk attachments to it. She's like, that doesn't look safe. He's like, of course it's safe, it's Victorian.
Yeah.
So she goes to the toilet and she remembers that there's a second exit in this bathroom. So she dashes out, gets into the elevator, goes downstairs, and then she gets outside. She jumps on a bus. And the guy's like, this bus isn't for you.
Yeah, do you know what they were talking about? She said, this is the bus to the Hyatt or something.
Yeah, I think that's a hotel. So I think it's a shuttle from the hotel.
I was like, what the fuck are they talking about? I was like, what is a Hyatt? Some like feature of an airport that I've just never heard of?
This is a bus to the Hindman. And she's like, okay. So we're on our way to the depths of female anatomy. We're going to get there and enter rather drastically.
It's like the theme song for Jasper's Business.
Yeah, and it turns out it's Jasper driving the bus and she's like, fuck. But yeah, she jumps on the shuttle bus and then she gets to the hotel and then she gets in a cab.
Yes, throws some money at the driver and says, take me to my mother's house.
So yeah, she gets to her mum's house and she goes inside and it's dark inside. Then there's a whiteboard by the phone. I was like, who the fuck has a whiteboard?
I guess, like...
like, it's a smart idea, but I don't some know. I've never seen anyone have a whiteboard.
No, there's one in Joey and Chandler's flat in Friends.
Is there? Yeah. Maybe it's an American thing.
So maybe it's an American thing, yeah.
And on the whiteboard, it says ICUP. And she's like, fuck. Has Jasper been here already?
Nah.
He's like, ah, surprise!
It turns out the whiteboard was just Jasper in disguise.
That's my gift, Belle. I can change people's moods and turn into a whiteboard. That is very specific.
You see how they're connected, I presume. Well, I'm not going to explain it to you.
So she calls it and James is like, good. Do you know that ballet studio around the corner from you? She's like, yes. And he's like, come there alone. Boop.
I've got a show I want you to watch, Bella.
Yes. It's all right. I've invited Tom and Gifted. If it gets boring, they'll do a song. So she runs out of the house and she runs to the ballet studio. She gets inside and it's fucking dark.
It's fucking dark as fuck.
And it's cold because fucking air conditioning's on.
Can hear her mom going, fucking Bella.
Oh my god.
She's going, Bella, don't you ever do that again. You fucking scared me.
Now get away from the fucking turkey. Because they're at Thanksgiving. And she's like, what? And she sees a video of her when she was a kid and her mum and her grand's house on Thanksgiving. It's playing on a little VCR. No, it's playing on a TV. It's connected to a VCR. Mm. In the dance studio.
Technology.
Yes. I was like, oh, God. Like, this feels so old. She shouldn't have said VCR. It just feels so dated, you know?
Yeah, I mean, even then, they must have been on their way out. But then I guess, yeah, like, home videos, like... I guess when this was written, it would have probably been less believable that her mum would have, like, had her home videos transferred onto a DVD.
Yeah, just another reason why the whole video element didn't need to be.
Yeah, used. I know what you mean. I think it's just, it's eerie, isn't it?
Like, I think it would have been eerier if she'd got into the studio and then heard her mum going, Bella, Bella, come quick, he's got me tied up. And she goes into the ballet studio and it's just James sitting on a chair and he's still doing her mum's voice when she walks in.
That would have been good as well. I imagine that the author just had this picture in her mind of walking into a studio expecting to see her mum, and it's actually just in a, you know, dark, spooky room, and it's actually just a recording playing on a TV screen. Like, that was, I imagine, like, the eerie, spooky picture she had and kind of worked backwards from that. It feels a bit like that.
She had a picture of that in her mind. Never knew it would be so wrong. So, yeah, Bella's like, fuck. And James is like, well, 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 we meet again, Bella. Trix Lestrange. She's like, wrong franchise, mofo.
She's like, oh, I killed Sirius Black.
I killed Sirius Black. Oh, I miss her.
Oh, and his name's James.
Oh, my God, yeah. What a quinky dink, although not really.
Yeah, those two characters didn't have anything to do with each other.
He says, he basically said, oh, your mum is safe and sound in Florida, Bella.
Your mama. And she's like, you know, there's supposed to be some kind of like setup or lead into that punchline, and he's just like, your mama.
Yeah, your mama is so safe and sound, she's still in Florida.
Yeah, yeah. Oh.
And then he sort of gives this long explanation of how he found her, which I can't remember right now because I was like, oh god, like exposition central.
Yeah, he's like, aren't you bothered that I tricked you with my clever ruse that I spent hours looking through videotapes for? And she's like, nah.
Yeah, she's just like, you know what, I give up, just let it be over and done with by now.
Yeah.
And I kind of respected that she just wasn't even, like, she was just accepting her fate at that point and was kind of, like, going towards it gracefully.
Mm.
I was like, fair enough, man. Like, you can't get out of this situation. So you might as well just try and get it over and done with quick.
Yeah.
And then, so he starts filming her, and he's like, I want to leave a little letter of my own for Edward. And so he starts filming Bella on a camcorder. And then he decides to tell her this story about, that turns out to be about Alice.
I went back over like the link and like how he got there and why he started talking about that. And there just isn't one.
Yeah, I didn't understand.
He says, I'd like to leave a little letter. Yeah, because she says, isn't your boyfriend going to try and avenge you? She says, no, I asked him not to in a letter. He says, like, I'd like to rub it in a little more because this is all too easy. I want to leave a little letter of my own. It happened once before, you know, the only prey that ever eluded me. And then goes into the story about Alice and how she got changed. And I'm like, that, there was no, what? Like, there's...
Yeah, it was just such like a ham-fisted, like, this is how I get this bit of the story in.
Yeah, it was. Like, I need to do a villain's monologue at some point, Bella.
Yeah, like, I wish that Bella would have said something that made him come out with this bit of info. Basically, he'd... Alice had been in a mental institution because she'd been having visions, so they thought she was insane. And he somehow had caught a whiff of her and had been hunting her. But there'd been like a vampire who was sort of like guarding her, or who felt the way about her that Edward did about Bella. And so, or maybe not quite the same, because he doesn't appear after the fact, but he at least wanted to protect Alice.
Well, so he doesn't appear after the fact because James killed him.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I missed that bit. Okay, so maybe he did feel the same way that Edward does about Bella. And he turned Alice into a vampire so that James couldn't kill Alice.
Yeah.
And then I guess James killed him.
And then that's why Alice has no memory of her human life, because she was just kept in the dark the whole time.
Yeah, which is so sad. I was like, oh man, that's bleak.
Mm.
And then he goes to pounce and she tries to run, but he knocks her back and then he breaks her fucking leg.
Yeah. He smashes her against the glass and she's like, oh no. And then he comes up and stamps on her leg and she's like, oh no.
And then he slams her into one of the mirrors again, and then she cuts the back of her head.
And she's like, oh no.
And then, because she's bleeding, James can't resist her blood any longer, and she kind of feels thankful that this won't be drawn out because his bloodlust has taken over.
Yep.
And then she passes out.
She passes out. And we go into chapter 23, The Angel.
In the arms of an angel.
Chapter 23, The Angel. Edward and the others arrive and save her. Chapter 24, An Impasse.
No, she is an angel calling her name. And she hears other weird sounds like grr, arr, grr, arg. And then the angel calls out for Carlisle to help. And Carlisle's like, no fucking way, man.
Yeah, no fucking way, man. I ain't going near that bitch.
Yeah, I don't know that bitch. I didn't see that bitch. And I was like, but she's fucking dying.
She's fucking dying, mate.
And so Carlisle comes and has a look at her wounds and stuff because he decides to go and help in the end. And then she feels her hand burning. And Carlisle's like, he fucking bit her? And everyone's like, what? Her fucking hand's on fire. But from venom.
Fucking venom fire.
And Alice is like, oh, Edward, you gotta see if you can suck the venom out.
Yeah, and Carlisle's like, I can't do it because I'm over here. You've got to do it.
I'm over here touching other parts of her body. I'm cradling her head in a loving way. And everyone's like, fine, I'll do it.
Yeah.
So he does it. And he goes...
Gets out a straw.
Yeah. And then she's fine. Carlisle's been administering morphine. So she passes out. Pass out.
Yeah, she does once again. Pass out.
Yeah. She got a vampire sucking on her hand now.
Yeah.
I can't think of any other words.
I wonder if she's ever been to Scunthorpe.
What wine's in Scunthorpe?
They say hello, they say hola, and they say bonjour.
Oh, that's it. Bonjour. Bonjour. Bonjour, bonjour, bonjour. They go say, can you touch a vampire?
Bonjour.
Edward, her hand, you've got to suck it. I can't. It's bad. She's not my wife. But please, 6 eggs. Oh, God. Anyway, she wakes up in hospital.
Yes, chapter 24, An Impasse.
And she feels her bandaged hand itching. She's like, oh, it itches.
The bandage hand.
Edward is with her, and he's like, your mama's in the hospital too. And she's like, wow.
My mama?
He's like, I thought she might want to be half dead as well.
So I half killed her.
Yeah. I sucked one half of her body dry. So on one side, she looks like a desiccated mummy. And on the other side, she looks like your regular old mama.
She looks like your mama.
Yeah. So she's a mommy and a mama. She's a mama, mama, mommy. She's a mommy. Yes. That's what I should have gone with. Fuck. Let me go back and tell her that. Okay, so we're going to go with mommy now, not a mommy, mama. Okay. <Yeah. laughs> And she's like, He's like, shh, don't try to fight it. Anyway, fucking overcut with that. Anyway, so he's like, yeah, we told her that you fell down some stairs and through a window. And I was like, what? I'm not being funny, but the only time you're falling through a window after you fell down from the stairs is if you're, like, you're staying in a house that has, like, single-paned windows, which is no modern establishment anywhere in the world.
There's no way Bella falling down a stair set would generate enough force to break the windows in any hotel.
Yeah, exactly. To go through like a hotel window, you would need to be thrown so hard and you would die from the impact.
Yeah.
It should have been that she fell down a flight of stairs and onto like a cart that had like cutlery and glasses on it.
And then she got wheeled into the kitchen and all the chefs kept picking up pizzas of her to chop the meat with.
And that's why she's missing a finger, a toe, and half her hindman.
Jasper's got the other half.
But yeah, he's like, that's what we told your mom and she seems to believe it. And then Bella's like, what? And he's like, yeah, we got Alice to... Alice took quite a lot of pleasure in... what's the word? Not fornicating. On fabricating the evidence.
Fornicating the evidence. She loves that broken glass. Yeah, she had... and Edward tells her she had some blood transfusions that he didn't like because it made her smell all weird for a while.
Anyway, he's like, yeah, it was impossible to stop drinking your blood, but I did, Bella. I did. 10 points to me.
10 points to Hufflepuff.
Nah, he'd be in Gryffindor.
Yeah, but he played a Hufflepuff.
Oh, why did you remind me of that? Yeah.
That's my boy.
That's my boy. And then they talk, and Edward says that Emmett and Jasper took care of James because they couldn't be in the ballet studio with all the blood. It was very hard. Edward says that Alice saw the tape where James explained her past, and now she understands.
Yeah, she doesn't understand why he chose to at that moment to explain it, but she's glad he did.
And then Edward tells the story they've made up to tell everyone about how she got hurt, blah, blah, blah. And then Mum comes in and they hug. And she's like, you never guess what, Bella? Phil got signed to the team. Now you can come to Jacksonville with us. She's like, well, we're not staying in Fox. She's like, but why? She's like, because I'm getting that good vampire peen. That vampine.
She's like, oh, Bella, if there's peen involved, then I totally understand.
Yeah. Every girl needs a good peen. Back in my day, peen stood for particularly energetic, ethereal, none.
So if you got that good peen happening in Forks, then you stay there, girl.
Yeah. A good peen will keep you chaste. Oh, that might be my favourite joke of season 2. Oh god, but she's like, why would you want to live in Fox? Is it because of that boy over there sitting on the chair all passed out like he's asleep? But I know he's not asleep, so I can see his eyes wide open.
He's one of those eyes open sleepers.
Anyway, her mom leaves to take a phone call and the nurse comes in.
She's all like, do you want more drugs? And she's like, no.
I need my blood to taste pure for my vampire peen.
And by peen, I mean... the old meaning of peen.
Yes, you know, like the one that sings on mountaintops. Ah, yes. She was my favourite peen when I was a child.
Yeah, the sound of peen.
Yeah. So long, fair peen. I am 16 going on 17. and then her and Edward, like the nurse goes, and her and Edward talk about stuff. And he's like, I don't have a problem saving you, just as long as it wasn't me putting you in danger. She's like, but Edward, like stuff and things.
Stuff and things and all of that.
Yeah, stuff and things and bears.
Yeah, oh my.
Oh my. And he said the worst feeling was knowing that he could have killed her in that moment. She's like, but you didn't, man. You didn't.
Yeah, but also, why did you do it at all? You should have just let me change. And he's all like, no.
Yeah, she says, if you'd let the venom spread, I'd have been just like you now. And Edward's like, I don't want you to be like me.
Yeah, I'm a dickhead.
Yeah, I'm a peenhead.
I mean, look at this habit I'm wearing.
And then she sort of like, cottons on to why he's so like about it, and she's like, Alice already saw me become like you, didn't she? That's why you're so mad about it. And then he's like, I'm never gonna let that happen. And then she says, I'm bending on Alice.
Yeah, like, just Alice? As she's passing out from her pain meds.
Yeah.
Sorry, who the fuck is Alice? Finn.
Yes. There is an epilogue in this book, but it's actually like from, I think, the first chapter or the second chapter of book two, so it doesn't count.
Mm.
And all the books have it for like the next book. I'm like, no, don't do that. I'm going to read the next book anyway. You ain't got to like entice me. But they do. And she did.
And were you enticed?
I mean, book two is a mission to get through. I remember hating it a lot.
I know. There's still a part of me that wants to read the rest of the books, but like...
I bet you any fucking money that you won't get through them all. I think you would give up halfway through book two.
Yeah, like, maybe. Man.
The film is infinitely better. Like, in every way. They did a really fucking good job of it. I'd say book three, having rewatched the films, book three is like... The film three is still really good. The book of it is a little bit better, but just because it's a bit more... You know, there's like a bit more stuff.
Yeah, I thought film three was probably my favourite of them.
I really enjoyed film three. I don't think it sort of had the artistic merit of film two, personally. I think film two was really like well stylized. I thought the cinematography was really good.
See, that's never something that occurs to me. I'm not that deeply in like cinema enough. Right. To even like pick up on that. That's a level beyond where I watch films from, I think.
So what is your main like deciding factor for how you feel about like your sort of your enjoyment of a film?
Honestly, I don't really know. Like I've been kind of trying to think that, and I don't think I really have enough of an understanding of film craft to be able to pinpoint it.
Right, okay, fair enough.
But yeah, I did enjoy
it. I guess it's just like the culmination of everything sort of is what like your lasting impression is of it.
Yeah. When I don't like a film, I can pretty well explain why I thought it was shit and what I thought was shit about it.
Mm.
But it's like in the absence of all of that stuff, a good film is left, you know?
Yeah. I would say, yeah, so the final two films are... The last book is really badly written. It's a really bad book. And in the book, the whole, like, ending in the second, in part two of the film, the whole battle that you see doesn't even happen. Like, in the book, he touches Alice's hand and in his own head just sees what the outcome would be, and then they leave. So they had to, like, make that battle a thing in the film to, like, give it some action, because otherwise it would have just been, like, a wet fart ending.
Yeah.
So the book's really shit, but I thought though I really enjoyed all the films actually. Obviously not watching the first one because I know the first one's shit. But yeah, I thought they were all good, but I think film two is my favourite just because I think it's the most. I like the way it was realised the most.
Hmm.
But anyway, we shouldn't be talking about the films. We just fucking finished the book.
Yeah, and you know I kind of said this like throughout a little bit. Like I was surprised at how much I didn't hate it.
You know,
like, because everyone makes fun of Twilight, everyone knows that it's a stupid tween thing that's not particularly well written and like dumb for lots of reasons, and I was expecting to read through it and just be going ugh the whole time and for it to be a mission to get through, but it really wasn't.
I actually, aside from the narrator, I actually enjoyed it for the most part.
Yeah.
I just thought it was pretty solid in a lot of ways. The only bit I think that I can remember thinking was actually just stupid is just like the VCR bit, just that whole setup.
Yeah, I mean, I've kind of got issues with the ending from like a storytelling perspective, but I kind of touched on those in the last episode. Like, I just don't think it fits with what we have learned.
Well, I hope you guys fucking enjoyed it. I enjoyed us talking about it. And if you didn't, then why did you come this far?
Yeah.
But yeah, fucking hell. That's the end of Twilight. That's the end of season two of Poorly Read.
End of Poorly Read season two. Blimey.
Yeah.
Who'd have thunk
fucking
it?
Fucking hell.
Fucking hell. That's not... Who says blimey? Not on this podcast.
Well, evidently you say blimey. thank you for coming on this crazy wackadoodle journey with us. We hope you enjoyed season two. Tom, fucking tell them where they can find us.
You can bloody find us on Instagram and on Twitter at poorlyreadpod.
Yes, and if you are a member of our Patreon, we do announce the films that are going to be coming up on our Instagram. So we usually do it like the week before, so you can get some time to watch the actual films. So make sure you follow us on Instagram so you can fucking watch the film that we're going to be talking about and be even more invested in our comedy stylings. And you can join up to our Patreon by going to patreon.com/poorlyread, where you'll find Poorly Read at the Movies, where we give the Poorly Read treatment to your favourite films twice a month. It's $3.99 a month. And yeah, fucking do it.
Yeah.
I listen to it. And I'm happy.
So if you want to be happy, there's your answer.
Oh my god!
I mean, you couldn't get through the words "I'm happy" without like just completely breaking down.
Oh my god! Yeah, fucking send us your tings at poorlyread@gmail.com. We love hearing from our fans. We try to reply to as many as we can. And what else? I'm fucking me.
It's a fucking bitch. Yeah, we've got a Redbubble store, poorlyread.redbubble.com, with some cool Poorly Read related designs that you can get on your very own t-shirt or clock or, I don't know, little muffin tin holder or whatever else they have. I don't think they have those.
No, but they have everything else.
Everything else.
Fucking do it.
Last thing, if you're liking what you're hearing, make sure you leave us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app. It's makes us feel all good down in our tummies.
Yeah. And it helps people find us and enjoy the same things that you've just enjoyed all over your ear holes.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Without further ado, I've been Gifton.
And I've been Tom.
And fucking hell. I guess season two has been season two.
Yeah, guess it has.
Yeah. Bye-bye. Fucking hell.